all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Pretty down night right now.
Psych! Cause it's Taco Tuesday!
Where is it?
Taco Tuesday!
Alright folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Got some different for you this week. JC and Boss going to you here on the video stream and the radio side. Bro, what's good with you, man?
Boss, what up? What up, though?
Man, good to see you, bro. Good to see you.
Yeah, man. We out here, man. You know, we do a Zoom now. You know, we out here doing things, man.
No doubt. Upgrade every day, bro. Upgrade every day, bro. So, man, talk to the people, man. What are you talking about on this AF podcast last week? What did you give the people? I know you had a lot to talk about with entanglements, Tory Lanez shooting Megan Thee Stallion. What did you get into last week?
Hey, man, these last few weeks, you know, the show is pretty much, you know, has written itself, man, as far as stories. You know, Entanglement Part 3, August, dropping the new track. Tory Lanez, Megan getting shot in the pinky toe, Kanye wilding out, doing what Kanye do, man. So, you know, it's going to be probably more of the same this upcoming week, man. More Kanye, you know, all his crazy episodes lately, man. And it's everything going on in the world, man. So, you know, we got to talk about it on the Essential AF podcast show.
Check JC out weekly, Sundays, Facebook Live, YouTube, at 6 p.m. East Central Time, bro. Is that right?
Six o'clock central.
Okay, no doubt. Well, bruh, gotta start off with some melancholy news. John Lewis passed away. iconic civil rights pioneer, meant a lot to our community. What are your thoughts on John Lewis's passing and what he meant to us as young black men up here in this world today, man?
Man, you talk about somebody that has been 10 toes down since day one. You know, somebody that marched with Martin Luther King, you know, somebody that marched on the Selma Bridge. You know, you talk about somebody that is just iconic in black culture and just, you know, culture altogether, man. You know, a true icon of the civil rights movement. Man, you know, a guy that, you know, definitely, you know, he knew who he was and he knew what his purpose was on this life, and that was to fight for his people, you know, for equality. So, you know, hats off to John Lewis, man. You talk about somebody that, you know, he lived his life, man. He ran his race, and, you know, he lived a life well served, man. So definitely kudos to him, man, and definitely rest in love to John Lewis for sure.
No doubt. Well, bro, we had the National Anthem Police come out this week with Mark Cuban and Ted Cruz, man. And Mark Cuban lit up Ted Cruz talking about the National Anthem and how people shouldn't be kneeling and stuff. And once again, it ain't about the anthem. It's about the movement and bringing people aware of what happened to George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, all these Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner. Like, why did we play this shell game? I know why, but like, Ted Cruz, you shouldn't be playing. You should be worrying about why is it your state going crazy with COVID-19? You're doing nothing about it and being quiet about that, but you want to focus on people kneeling and the Giants kneeling for the anthem. Like, come on, man. We got to be beyond it. We've told you what it's about.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Right. Right. Yeah, boss. You know exactly what it's about, the shell game, the deception, the magic trick they're trying to pull on the American people right now. They're trying to distract you, you know, with, you know, players kneeling for the anthem as opposed to dealing with, you know, what really is going on in the world and this COVID pandemic and how hard it's hit the state of Texas right now, you know? So, man, you, and like I said, you know why Ted Cruz, why Donald Trump continue to harp on that, because they're trying to get reelected, you know? They're trying to play to their base, you know? I think in their heart of hearts, Trump knows. He knows why. He's just playing to those those dummies, you know, that elected him the first time. You know, he figures he has to continue to, you know, to keep saying those things to get reelected, man. But I think Trump, he knows deep down inside what it's about. He just, now, does he care? That's a whole different story.
He don't care, though.
But he doesn't care, but he knows, man. He also knows that his dumbass constituents, folks that voted for him, he knows that's what they want to hear.
Yes.
You know, and he's down in the polls right now, so he's going to continue to pull all those tricks, dive deep in his bag of tricks from 2017 to see if that's going to help him in 2020. That's what it's all about.
And the same reason why the governor of Georgia is suing Keisha Lance Bottoms for mandating masks in Atlanta when the case in Atlanta are going up like crazy. She's trying to protect her constituents and yours as the governor of Georgia. And you want to be a fool and sue her. She want to mandate masks in Atlanta. And the case is like crazy down there.
Politics, bro. Politics over humanity, man. Everybody's trying to get reelected. Everybody's trying to play to their base on the Republican side, man. And they're just totally overlooking, you know, just the welfare of their states, their cities, their, you know, localities. It's completely forgetting about all of that, man, and just listening to, you know, minority of people out there that are, you know, upset they have to wear a mask and not realizing that, you know, you're doing the greater good, you know, by looking out for your fellow man, man. So, like I said, this is politics at its finest right now. And, you know, I just want people out there not to fall, not to be hoodwinked by it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know what's going on. We know it's the election coming up. You know what I'm saying? But just like you said, keep in mind, they still haven't arrested, you know, the cops who shot, killed, who murdered Breonna Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Let's never forget. Let's never forget what's really going on out here as opposed to what they want us to, you know, to try to focus in on.
Speaking on a mask mandate, NFL said, JC, that all fans must wear a mask this year. Now, those same people on those base we referred to, they ain't going to like that. They got to go wear a mask to see the football team play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Like you said, you know, it's crazy, dude. once again, you know, politics at its finest, man. And it's also a case study of the privilege. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the privileged few out here are, you know, and we know who the privileged are. And their feelings like you can't tell them nothing. You know?
Definitely.
That's what it all boils down to. You can't tell me what to do because I'm privileged. And, you know, that's what it all boils down to, man. As far as the mask, you know, I don't think there's going to be any fans once they really get into the season. If we do have a season, I don't think there's going to be any fans in there to begin with, you know, because I think the NFL, of course, they're going to have those fans, you know, the club to sign waivers. But when it's all said and done, I don't think there's going to be any fans in the stadium to begin with. But, yeah, if you want to go to a game, I don't know why anybody would want to go at this point. But if you want to go, I mean, hey, that's just something you have to do. You know, you gotta wear a mask. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, got to.
Yeah, but you know it's gonna be some folks out there huffing and puffing, upset they gotta wear a mask to see their favorite NFL team. Man, that's just the case of the privileged few, man.
Well, at the Falcons games, it'll be like a normal Sunday. At the Falcons games, nobody be at their games. No way, a normal Sunday for stadium. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Normal Sunday there. Yeah. Normal Sunday there. No fans in the stands. But, yeah. So, we got that, bro. And the NBA tested for COVID. Nobody came back positive this week when they put out on Monday. So, maybe the bubble's working for right now. Maybe it ain't going to be crazy. But week one, so far, so good.
Yeah, man. Kudos. Hats off to the NBA. It seems like they've been one of the few organizations, few leagues that have gotten this thing right from the get-go. They shut down operations as soon as one of their players tested positive for COVID-19, Rudy Gobert, back on March 11th.
My birthday.
Ever since then, yeah. Wow. You know, and ever since then, the NBA has just seemed to be just hitting on every chord possible as far as prevention and making sure that, you know, their players stay safe. And like I said, no positive test so far. That's awesome. Even though some players, you know, before the bubble started, you know, had contracted COVID. But, yeah, man, like I said, it's a good look for the NBA, man. Got exhibition games going on. The season's about to start back next week. I'm excited, you know. I think it's going to be a good look, man. And even watching the exhibition games, boss, the way that they're hiding the stands, you know, they're hiding those empty seats with like the big video scoreboards, man. That's really a brilliant move, man. I wish baseball would take a note from that, man, because baseball is already hard to watch with fans.
But oh, yeah.
Now without fans, yeah, it just looks like a big practice out there, man. So, yeah, shout out to the NBA, man. Like I said, I hope that trend continues with no positive tests, you know, during the duration of the bubble and the playoffs.
Now, Glenn Taylor's selling the Timberwolves now. Kevin Garnett, who don't like Glenn Taylor, now wants to buy the team now from Glenn Taylor. But the worry is that the Will family, who owns the Vikings, wants the Timberwolves. So what are your thoughts on Glenn Taylor finally selling the Wolves and KG and the Wolves trying to get the team now?
Yeah, man, Glenn Taylor has been the owner of the Timberwolves since 1994. So you're talking, what, over 25 years, man. He was the owner around about the time that KG got there. So, you know, KG, you talk about legends, true icons of Minnesota, Minneapolis. He ranks right up there, maybe might be number one when it's all said and done, man, as far as Minnesota sports icons. But, you know, Chris Rock said it best in one of his stand-up specials some years ago. There's a difference between being rich and being wealthy. Like, KG is rich, but the man that was signing KG's checks all those years, Glenn Taylor, is wealthy. You see the difference there? So, you know, KG, you know, signed $100 million contracts during his NBA playing days and everything, man. But he's going to have to get in a big group, you know, and become a minority, you know, a minority owner in hopes to purchase the team. He's not going to be able to head up all that capital and money by himself. So it would be smart. You mentioned the owners of the Vikings. Is it the Wilfs? Is
yeah, the Wilf family. Yeah, the Wilfs.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, the Wilfs. It'd probably be a good idea for him to come in as a minority stakeholder, you know, maybe what, 5%, you know, something like that, you know, just to say you have some type of ownership, you know, stake in a team, man, because I think KG being the head of a group is not going to work. You're going to have to go in with somebody that's, you know, that's a billionaire already. You know, KG got millions, but
he ain't got billions.
The Wilfs, right. The Wilfs got billions. So if I was KG, I would definitely holler at them, man, and just see what type of, you know, stake they can give. You know, it's going to be probably somewhere between maybe 1% to 5% stake in the team they're going to probably give them. Maybe 10%. I don't know. But, you know, that's that'd be a smart move for KG if he has any hopes of having any type of stake in the Timberwolves.
Your thoughts about the new Hawks jerseys, man? I don't like them.
They kind of. I ain't going front. I haven't seen it, man. I haven't seen it yet, dog.
Let me
you
try.
Got, you got to send me a picture of them. I haven't seen them. What they look like, man?
AAU jerseys, like some AAU stuff.
Wow.
Let me, if you can see on your phone right now, let's see if we live, see people we live for real. I'm seeing him this right now, bro. I'm seeing it to you right now, bro.
Okay.
The Hawks jerseys, they are very juvenile at best. Retro, classic, but not really.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Because I don't want to go off the screen. So once we're done, I'm gonna take a look at it. I'm gonna holler back at you,
okay.
and let you know, man. It can't be that bad, man.
I'm not a fan, bro. I'm not. The Hawks ain't been doing a good job with uniforms. I'm just telling you. Remember when the Magic went with the whole like Orlando look and the Magic kind of those nice font. That. Right. The first Dwight Howard, Magic uniforms with Steve Francis and Mobley and all them after McGrady got traded away from them. That's kind of the Hawks retro, like, classic look. The black ones, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Red and white ones, not too much.
So, boss, what period of time as far as Hawks jerseys? Were the best.
The golden era. We're doing the Jordan years. When Mookie, okay. Layton, and Steve Smith, okay. and Mutombo. With the whole Flying Hawk on there. That one.
All right. I thought you were going to say the Dominique. The Dominique era. That Hawks jersey.
Well, that was a little before my time. See, I grew up on the Mutombos, but number two are the Neeks. Number two of the Knicks. Yeah, but the Hawks and jerseys don't agree very well. They don't do a good job of uniforms. They don't.
I feel you.
Two more for you. Justice Winslow's injury. What are your thoughts about that? We thought we'd see him play down the bubble, but now he's hurt his hip and out for the whole bubble, man.
Man, it sucks, but at the same time, I think if you're a Grizz fan, as far as the perspective you could have, or as far as a positive perspective that you could put on it, is if there was no pandemic and the Grizz made the playoffs and, you know, got bounced in the first round, we were not going to see Justice Winslow anyway until next season. So if you look at it that way, then, you know, it takes away a little bit of the sting. But I mean, I would be lying if I say that Grizz fans here were not looking forward to seeing him in action. You know, we made a trade deadline move to get him. You know, fans were looking forward. You know, we gave away some draft picks also in that exchange, man. But, you know, fans were looking forward to seeing him in action, see how he was going to, you know, blend into the rotation. And he was all, you know, he was ready to rock. He was ready to roll down there, man. Suffered the unfortunate injury to his hip. But I think, you know, if I'm going to be a pessimist for a moment, looking down the road towards next season, you know, you got to worry about his overall long-term health at this point. You talk about a guy who's never played 82 games in his, four seasons now in the NBA. Yeah, I think his rookie year he played maybe 76, 78 games. But ever since then, he's been injury-riddled in all those years following. So, that's the one thing I would be concerned with. You know, you would hate to think that you got bad goods. You know, we all know, being Grizz fans, you know, we got PTSD when it comes to Grizz free agents or trades that we've received or guys that, you know, we received and, you know, they've had some injury issues, i.e. Chandler Parsons. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you compare Chandler Parsons to a used car, we bought a lemon. You know, we bought a lemon when we got Chandler Parsons, man. So you hope it's not one of those situations. And all indications are, you know, it's not. It hasn't been the same thing with Justice Winslow. All his injuries have been different. So, you know, you just hope that he doesn't become like Mr. Glass or anything like that. But, you know, like I said, next year he'll be healthy. He'll be ready to roll, and we'll see what we got then, man. But we weren't really expecting much from him during this bubble run. But it would have been nice to see him out there just to see what he could have possibly given us.
Last one for you. You know, you're still a Cowboy fan. I retired my fandom years ago. The Washington football team. What are your thoughts on that new name for the former team in D.C., the Washington football team?
Don't forget, Washington football team established in 1932.
1932.
You know, they had to drop, you know, the logo formerly known as the Redskins. They had to get rid of it. So that was understandable. I thought they would go ahead and pick a new name.
The Red Tails.
Right. Red Tails would have been perfect, you know, and maybe that's still under consideration. You know, they're going to just go into this season, you know, being unknown. Or maybe they should put, hey, what about Washington X? You know, they're unknown. They're unknown.
Oh, the
right
Washington
now.
FT. How about the Washington FT?
You know, or just put Washington X on there, man. You know, shout out to Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not do that, man? You know, they're unknown right now. They don't have an identity. And then, you know, but next season they'll pick a new name, man. But it's got to suck to be a Washington fan, man. It really does. I was always a Cowboy fan. I was a 49er fan back in the day with Jerry Rice and Joe Montana. And I was kind of partial to the Redskins a little bit as far as Doug Williams and, you know, that whole time period, man. But now, you know, ever since Dan Snyder has been the owner, you're talking, what, since 99? You're talking over 20 years of just futility, man. You know, a couple playoff appearances here and there. But other than that, it's been hot garbage up there at the nation's capital, man. So I know those fans, they got to be sick and tired of it. And – you know, I think Dan Snyder is like the Knicks owner.
Dolan, yes. You know,
yeah, he's like Dolan in a lot of ways, man. Like, things are not going to get better.
So he goes.
Both of those guys, yeah, sell the team, man.
Yeah, Big Tigger is very quiet right now. I text Big Tigger. He ain't text back. Mm-hmm. I say, bro, really?
Yeah.
I say,
man.
Big Tigger doing big things. Text me back, fool. He's a big old Washington fan. So, bro, how you like the video component that we got after the radio side, brother?
I think it's dope, man. You know what I'm saying? You add a new format, you know, trying some different things out. You know, I think it's going to be a good look when it's all said and done, man.
No doubt. Bro, tell people I listen to your show this week what you got on tap for them Sundays, 6 Central Time and over there on Central AF Podcast.
That's right, man. Live 6 p.m. Central Time. This Sunday, Essential AF Podcast. We broadcast live on YouTube and on Facebook. Go subscribe right now on YouTube, our YouTube channel, hashtag Essential AF Podcast. You can find all our old shows and everything, man, on our YouTube channel. We got the website coming soon also. We got some big-time guests coming up. Boss Man, he going to be on the show soon, man.
No doubt.
You know, as a special guest, you know, he going to pop up, man, do what he do. Make sure y'all check us out. Live this Sunday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 o'clock if you're down there in Atlanta. We're going to be live, Facebook, check us out, YouTube, the whole nine, Essential AF Podcast. You know how we do it?
No, that's my man, JC. Hope y'all enjoyed this. Gonna do it for you again next week. Same time. We out.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're gonna give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.